Is this Doug?
Yes, it is.
Doug, this is Scott Brand from the Colorado Springs Police Department Homicide Division. Do you have a second?
Sure. What's up?
I need to talk to you about a Sabrina.
Okay. Is she okay?
Do you know a Sabrina?
Yeah, she's my fiance.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Doug, you could be in grave danger.
What do you mean?
Do you know if this line is secure that we're speaking on right now?
As far as I know.
I'm calling you to warn you that your fiance, as you know, spent some time here in Colorado.
Right.
And we can't prove it, but I wanted to call and personally warn you.
Warn me.
Yes, we believe that she's killed her past two husbands.
What? What? You can't be talking about my fiance.
She's 5'6", short brown hair, born June 24th, 1984. Sabrina.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's her.
How much do you know about her past?
Well, I knew she was married once before. I mean, we haven't been together that long, but I guess I don't know a lot, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, she doesn't really talk about it.
Doug, you are in deep and you really need to listen to me.
Okay.
She's known as the Colorado Springs Black Widow.
Black Widow?
She marries men, and then she poisons their breakfast, and then collects the insurance money. Does she make you breakfast every day?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This is freaking me out.
Listen, I know this is hard to hear, and if you don't believe me, go ahead and Google it. The cases will come up. And I've been trying to track her down, and thank God that I found her and found you.
What do I do?
So have you been eating the breakfasts that she makes you every morning?
Yeah.
Oh, God. How are you feeling? Are you feeling okay?
Actually, I'm home sick from work today.
Oh, no. I hate to tell you this, but you have got to seek some medical attention soon.
Oh, my God.
She's not coming home soon, is it? She's gone?
Yeah, she's out till tonight.
Doug? She may be outside watching you at this very moment.
What do you mean?
I don't want to freak you out, but that's a possibility. She may be outside watching you. You're not near a window, are you?
Yes. Should I move?
Move away from the window.
I'm down behind a chair by my bed. Is that safe?
Curl up into a ball.
Okay.
It helps the poison drain faster. And this may be our only option, and I will get the authorities on the line.
Yeah.
Can you roll from side to side, please?
I'm rolling.
Say something so I can hear you roll. Faster, faster.
Faster?
Yes.
My sides kind of hurt.
We're going to get through this. We're going to be okay. We're going to get this poison out of you.
Okay.
We've got agents heading to your house right now, and I want you to just keep rolling until they get there.
Okay.
Doug.
What?
I just got a report that she's coming in the front door. You need to hide.
What?
You need to hide. Now. Get in a closet.
All right, hold on.
Doug, you're inside the closet now.
Yeah. I've got it cracked open just a little bit, though.
Doug, you don't understand this woman. She mates, she kills, and no man can resist her.
I can't believe this is happening. I think I hear her.
Don't you dare open that closet no matter what. Oh, my God.
How soon do the cops get here?
Doug, she moves from husband to husband, killing for insurance money.
Oh, my God. Do you know when the cops are going to get here?
I've alerted the authorities. They're on their way. Agents are headed to your house right now, but if she finds you in there, God knows what's going to happen.
Okay, I'm scared to talk.
Doug.
What? Yeah.
I need you to speak to me in a French accent right now.
In a French accent?
Yes.
Well, why?
Listen to me, Doug. If you want to get out of this alive, you'll do what I say.
The door to the closet is closed tight.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah?
This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. Sabrina set you up.
Are you shitting me?
No.
Oh, my. I can't believe I fell for that. I was in the closet.
Well, it's time to come out of the closet, Doug.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Jubal phone chat.